What is the connection to Prince that we've been hearing about with you?
So I, for the last 15 years, since I was about 10 or 17 years old, I'd worked in an auto parts store, managing an auto parts store. And, you know, I always played music on the nights and weekends, and there's always been a fascination and something that I knew that was something I was supposed to do. But out of nowhere, a couple of years ago in the spring of 2015, around February, the band that I play in, hashtag MPLS, got a phone call from Prince and his people, and they asked us to come and do a private audition for him at Paisley Park. So, you know, we brought everybody, our entire band, down to Paisley Park, and we did a private performance for him. And when we left, we were told that Prince wanted to send the guitar players back the next day. He wanted to jam with us. And so we went back the next day and ended up, what was going on is that Prince was auditioning guitar players for Judith Hill's band that he was putting together for her to be his opening act on the Hit and Run USA tour in 2015. And so went down and auditioned and came back a couple times, probably four or five times, you know, doing different experiences, different situations. And after a couple of weeks of an audition process, I was offered a retainer contract to work for Prince playing for Judith Hill. And the text message I received said, "Jesse, are you ready to quit your job? We want to put you on retainer."
Wow.
And so, you know, at that
every
point in time,
musician's dream, you know. That's great.
It still seems like a dream, man. You know, it doesn't seem like it's real, but it happened.
Wow,
so
exciting.
The next day I went in and I put my 2-week notice into my job that I had for 15 years. My career, I should say, to be more specific, because it was more serious than just a job, you know?
Wow.
And that's what I did.
Jesse Larson from Team Adam on The Voice joining us here on the Get Up and Go show. Jesse, I just toured Paisley Park over the weekend, and I just got to ask you, I know because we're coming up on the year anniversary of his passing, and he's such an icon here in the state of Minnesota. What was it like meeting him for the first time?
You know, it's an intimidating experience because he's not like a regular human being. At least he wasn't to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he walked into the room, you could just feel his presence. You know, like he was one of the hardest working individuals I've ever met. He was all about the music, man. That was it. Music was life for him. I think it's what allowed him to breathe. You know, it's what he did for days on end without sleeping. You know, it's what kept him up. It's what I think pretty much, you know, drove him to be who he was, you know, every day. It was surreal. You know, I remember the first time he shook my hand. He walked into the room. He walked across the room, looked me in the eye and shook my hand and, you know, said, "How you doing? Nice to meet you." And I was looking down at him, and I'm not a very tall guy.
Right.
Wow.
And it's surreal, man. It's an amazing experience.